720 WGN. I'm glad that when we recommend you go visit some place that you treat them like family, like you treat us. That's what's really cool. Maybe you've heard Karen Raymore on before with John. She's the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. And James Martin is in studio, communications director for the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. James sounds just like an Ohioan. You can laugh at that, James. I'm like, hey, you're a Brit. That's what you are. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So you said, you know, you've done media everywhere and that when WGN listeners come to Ohio, they're asking for you by name.
They are. It's never, I've been doing this for over 30 years. That has never happened before. But we knew when we started working with Jeannie and, you know, the folks here at WGN that your listeners are incredibly loyal.
Yes.
And really, it's made a difference, like, immediately for us.
Well, people are buzzing about Hocking Hills. And so how far of a car drive is it?
It's, depending on where you're starting, 6 to 6.5 hours.
Which
usually
is a great road trip.
Well, and it's really easy because it's all interstate.
Yes.
You know, you just get over to I-65 in Indiana, go south to I-70, across into Columbus, and get off on US 33, which is also 4-lane. So it's a very kind of relaxing drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually growing up in this area, you're heading to Michigan or you're heading to Wisconsin, and that's your destination is always 5 or 6 hours. But this is a new destination that I think not everybody has checked out. So tell me, James, I wanted to say Kevin. James, what do you think is the best? Someone obviously who wasn't born or raised in Hocking Hills, what do you think is the best selling point?
The best selling point is that we are an outdoor destination, and we have some wonderful scenery. We've got wonderful views. We've got hiking. We've got kayaking. We've got trails. I mean, all of those sort of things that you would expect from an outdoor destination with the beautiful views. And I went over there in the summer of 2009 and didn't leave.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's what Demetrius Ivory was saying yesterday, our chief meteorologist, because he grew up in Ohio and he's like, oh. When you get to Hocking Hills, you just step on a trail. Just step on a trail and keep going. And that's what it's about. So do people usually stay? I know because I've read your commercial, there's a variety of things they can reside in or stay in or rent. Give us an idea of what your most popular overnight accommodations are.
Well, the quintessential Hocking Hills visit includes a cabin stay. We have cabins and lodges, and they are, you know, they sit on properties that are anywhere from, you know, 5 to 100 acres and range in small cabins that are perfect for a couple or a small family to really elegantly appointed lodges with indoor pools, you know, basically your own resort.
Yeah.
That can accommodate extended family. So if you wanted to get the, you know, the whole family together.
Right, do a family reunion or something with the grandkids.
It's a great way to do that. And like I said, because it is such a nature-based destination, like James said, and then your accommodations are also in a place where you're surrounded by nature. It just complements it.
HockingHills.com?
ExploreHockingHills.com.
ExploreHockingHills.com. I'm looking at some of the stuff on the website, and oh my gosh, just the waterfalls and the nature, and it looks gorgeous. So what are some of the things kids can do? Because everybody wants to bring kids to these destinations. You know, it's a good getaway.
Well, there is a lot for the kids. We have a new children's museum, which is right in downtown Logan. And actually, James, why don't you talk a little about downtown Logan, because you're on city council.
Yeah, downtown Logan is wonderful. It's been gone through a big renovation over the last 10, 15 years and a revitalization, should I say. And there's things like there's a Hocking Hills Children's Museum down there, which is absolutely wonderful. We also have the Logan Theatre, which will be opening hopefully within the next 6 to 9 months. They have some things on their second and third floor, but the auditorium is reopening after a massive renovation, and that actually closed in 1992, and so we're looking forward to that getting back open. There's some wonderful restaurants as well in the downtown area as well. And it's just it's beautiful architecture, and it just has been sort of untouched, which is we're very, very proud of, actually.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So is that the main town you would encounter when you go to Hocking Hills, or are there other small towns as well?
There are some other small towns. Logan is the county seat.
Okay.
So that's kind of the commerce center for the county. But there are other little villages, the village of Laurelville. There's a lot of them.
Right. Because you're out in nature.
But you are, yeah.
So what kind of tips do you have for people who are considering a visit?
Well, first of all, make your reservations for your lodging early.
Right.
If you're coming in the summer or fall particularly. If your main goal is to see waterfalls, then you want to come in spring. Because waterfalls are typically seasonal.
They're rushing, yeah.
Yeah, and they are really moving in the spring. It's one of the prettiest seasons. But, it, you know, and if you're not completely anti-winter, my opinion, winter is when it's the most beautiful.
I bet it's beautiful because you probably have fewer tourists then, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And also, anybody whose schedule allows midweek travel, that's, you know, and that's not just in Hocking Hills. I think that goes
everywhere.
With travel everywhere. If you can travel midweek, you'll hit less crowds. You'll hit better rates, more availability.
You get snow in the winter?
We do.
That's my favorite thing, to be out in the woods in nature when there's freshly fallen snow. And that I just like that. I love the quiet and the beauty.
Yeah. It's a winter wonderland for sure, yeah. And we also have, at this time of year, we have on Saturdays and Sundays, we have the Hocking Hills Shuttle. So if you find the weekends, we usually find it's much more busier at the state park. So you can actually park in downtown Logan on Saturday and Sunday, and we have a free shuttle service that will actually take you out to the state park, and then it also does a loop as well of some of the attractions out there. So it's completely and utterly free. It's something that we put on, and it just you know, just makes your journey a lot easier. And,
when you don't have to park, you know, you don't have to worry about wait, did we make the right turn? Yeah, that's real. And the fact that it's free. Only in Ohio. That wouldn't happen in this city.
Well, that's like our parks. All through Ohio state parks, there's no admission fee. So, you know, it's a pretty affordable vacation for a family.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you encounter a rainy day, you've got the kids' museum, the children's museum. That helps.
That's right.
Because they're the ones you want to keep busy.
That's right. The museum was developed by a group of teachers. It's just wonderful. It's not huge, of course. We're not a big city. But the kids are loving it.
And hiking and navigating the park, available for everybody of every accessibility?
Yes. Ash Cave Trail, which, you know, it's kind of more of a stroll. It's a very easy level trail, is completely accessible, as is the Conkle's Hollow Gorge Trail. And they're both beautiful trails. And I say, you know, if you've got mobility issues and you're using a wheelchair, but it's also great with families and you got a stroller.
Right. And little kids.
Little ones.
And then you have things for very adventurous visitors, right?
Yes,
we do. And actually, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, they do guided hikes during the week. So you can actually pick up on one of those. And it's they do so much informative things about what's going on there, and you know, all the nature things that you would expect to see. And you can pick one of those up, and at the moment it is literally every single day of the week they have a different trail that they will walk on.
That's wonderful. It's really nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in. I wish our weather was a little better so you could explore our city, but explorehockinghills.com.
Yes.
Book early.